Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. The holidays are almost here, and for most, it's a very busy time. When we get too busy, we sometimes lose sight of just how important it is to make our health an ongoing priority in our lives. Joining us today to talk about how to have healthy holidays is Marissa Wertheimer, registered dietitian, nutritionist, and health coach for Health Plus. Welcome, Marissa.
Thanks, Bridget. I'm so happy to be part of this Wellcast. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. As the holidays approach, what should we be focusing on to make sure we're maintaining our health?
Well, that is a great question, Bridget. So a lot of times we kind of exaggerate, and the media kind of exaggerates how much weight we gain during the holidays. I've seen things that say people typically gain 5 pounds or 10 pounds or somewhere in between. But a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine reported that Americans actually gain only about a pound, up to a pound, pound and a half during the winter holidays. So it may not sound like much, and it's definitely not as much as we may have thought, but gaining 1 to 2 pounds a year can really add up over time. So I want to share with you 3 tips to avoid weight gain during the holiday season. I'll talk about each one of these a little more in detail, but the 3 tips are to stay active, make healthy food choices, and watch the alcohol and sugary drinks at holiday parties. For staying active, the cold weather outside can be a barrier to many to be active, but there are plenty of ways to stay active during the cold months. A few examples include joining a gym or a yoga studio, maybe finding an indoor tennis league, getting a group together to go for a walk or sign up for a holiday run, even exercising at home or layering up to walk outside. Also, we have tunnels at the hospital, and many other workplaces have indoor areas to walk around during the workday. So really taking advantage of those different things to stay active during the holiday season. Also making healthy food choices. So a lot of times during the winter season, we like to turn to heartier foods, but hearty doesn't necessarily have to mean heavy. Some examples of healthier food choices may be choosing like broth-based soups or chilies as opposed to like the cream-thickened soups, or maybe for dessert, trying a baked apple or poached pear with some cinnamon and honey instead of pie for dessert. And also at holiday meals, one large meal, I like to tell people that one large meal or one day of overeating is not going to cause us to gain weight. It's typically if we overeat for a long period of time that can cause that weight gain over the holidays. I've heard many people say, you probably have heard this too, where people kind of go into this vacation mode over the holidays, and they'll say, well, I'm going to just eat whatever I want this month, and then I'll get back on track January 1st. That's so common. I hear that all the time. But this mindset can really cause some bad habits to form over the holidays, and it can be damaging to our health and cause weight gain over the holidays. So I like to encourage people to think of each meal as a new opportunity to make a healthy choice. Definitely indulge and enjoy that Thanksgiving meal or that Christmas meal. Eating should be fun, and it's such an enjoyment in our life. So it's important to enjoy these meals and these holiday parties, but in between, it's important to focus on making healthy food choices and really trying to load up on fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and low-fat dairy sources, and trying to treat those treats and desserts actually as treats instead of having them at every meal and every day. And then my 3rd tip is to watch the alcohol and sugary drinks at holiday meals. A lot of times we forget that drinks may have calories in them. So obviously water is going to be like the gold standard. It's the best thing that we can drink to quench our thirst. Also, coffee and tea without added sweeteners can be healthy choices. But a lot of extra calories come from alcohol, so beer, wine, cocktails with sugary mixers. Those calories can really add up, and they can also lead us to overeat or kind of lower our inhibitions or our willpower to make healthy food choices. So if you do drink alcohol, try choosing the ones that are lower in calories, like a light beer, wine, maybe even using seltzer as a mixer, and really flavoring your drinks with some fruit like limes, oranges, lemon slices, and trying to alternate water and the alcohol. So those are my three tips. Again, staying active, making healthy food choices, and trying to watch the alcohol and sugary drinks during the holidays.
Oh, those are great tips. What resources does Vanderbilt Health and Wellness offer that could help us over the holidays to follow these tips?
Well, we have a really fun program every holiday season called Hold the Stuffing. And then Health Plus also offers lifestyle coaching. We offer mindful breaks. We have a really wonderful website with online workouts that can be done at home. There's also some stretches and exercises that can be done in the workplace. The Health Plus website has some really good resources that are available to faculty and staff.
You mentioned the Hold the Stuffing program that occurs at this time every year, I believe just before the holidays. Can you tell us more about this program?
The Hold the Stuffing Challenge is a holiday challenge to maintain weight from November to January, and you can earn rewards from participating. To participate, you do an initial weigh-in prior to Thanksgiving. It's typically the 2 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, and at that weigh-in, you can receive some healthy holiday recipes and maybe a small prize and some other tips to maintain good health during the holidays. And then you return for a final weigh-in after New Year, so it's typically the 2 weeks after the New Year. And if you are able to maintain your weight within 2 pounds over this time period, you will be entered into a prize drawing. And so we have 2 grand prize winners, and we have 10 runner-up prize winners. If you go to the Health Plus website and in the search bar type in Hold the Stuffing, you can see an entire list of all the locations we'll be doing the weigh-ins, as well as the grand prizes we'll be giving away and the runner-up prizes. So we have some really cool things this year that we're giving away, and hopefully all of you listeners will be able to participate.
That's a fantastic program to help us maintain our weight over the holidays and stay healthy.
Yep, it's fun. It's a good incentive, too.
Marissa, thank you so much for all of your tips today and for giving us more information on Hold the Stuffing program.
Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.